Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so head over there, enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Puke
and Mark.
And our number, 855-453. Coming up, the latest on Ademo, who is a friend of mine and also co-host of Free Talk Live. He, up until just recently, had been our Tuesday night co-host, and unfortunately, the reason why he's not anymore is because he's in a jail cell, and he's actually awaiting trial right now on 3 felony wiretapping charges. We'll give you the latest on what's going on with him here in a little bit. But we have been, throughout the most of the show, actually been talking about a hit piece against the Bitcoin over at networkworld.com. It has been an absolutely outrageous piece that is just based in lies, misinformation, half-truths, and fear-mongering tactics. Now, there's some truth in here, and there's some legitimate concern, like, you know, buyer beware. This is a new currency. You don't know what's going to happen with the value. And similarly, you don't really know what's going to happen with the value of any other investment or anything else you put your money into out there. So some of the concerns that he has kind of apply across the board to currency. And he's, you know, the concern is, well, you might lose your Bitcoin wallet. There's scam artists out there. You got to be careful.
It's not perfect.
You can go hear the archive of Free Talk Live a little later this evening. It'll be up at freetalklive.com for free.
Absolutely, and you can get in. We'll get into all the details there, and that's what we've done throughout the show tonight. But we are on number 7 of the 7 reasons to be wary of the Bitcoin. And this is according to networkworld.com that interviewed an economics professor, basically a business, some business school character from Arizona. And he is very afraid of the Bitcoin, or at least he wants you to be afraid of the Bitcoin. And that's because he's essentially carrying water for the old system.
If I can't buy a bow tie with it, I don't want it.
You probably could buy a bow tie. SpendBitcoins.com will allow you to do that to buy anything at Amazon.
That sounds scary.
Well, that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to scare people about the Bitcoin here because it's scary to him. Because he is a defender of the old ways. He's a defender of the status quo. He's a defender of government currencies. He's an academic. His career is based on defending, you know, the old system and keeping people locked in it.
Yeah, instead of, you know, being the type of professor that might realize this is an evolution of the economics that he's, you know, supposedly studies, he's just basically saying, like, this is stupid.
You know, textbooks say this is a bad currency.
Yeah, it's a good thing scientists don't say stuff like that too often. They're like, I mean, where would we be with science if all the professors said,
right,
that's new and dumb and I don't like it.
Yeah, scientists love new ideas, but they also like to test those new ideas and check them against one another. And
find out if they actually work, unlike just poo-pooing them because they're new and weird.
Yep, this guy's just a curmudgeon. Anyway, so let's go here. His 7th and final reason is that Bitcoin's unfair. He says that traditional government-backed currencies are created when banks loan out money for new homes, business expansion, or to pay for college education. And that's true. And I don't know how many people realize that about government currency. Yeah, it's true that the government, the Federal Reserve, can print out money. And of course, some would point out the Federal Reserve is a private bank, but it's inherently tied in with the state. That they can print out money. That's true. They can do that. But most of the money that's put in the money supply isn't from the actual printing process. It's from the process of loaning.
Yeah.
When banks, this was something I didn't learn until probably like 5 years ago. Banks, when you sign your name on loan paperwork, you are authorizing that bank to create money in your name.
Yeah, they're creating the money. Now, I guess that the bank is then responsible for the money to the Federal Reserve because at that point it's created. But yeah, that's how the money is created.
But remember, when the loan gets paid off, the money is no longer there. So it's important for them to have loans going out and, you know, all of fresh loans happening at all times in order to continue putting a new money into circulation.
And this was what really is the problem and what creates bubbles. Now, if you think about this for a second, if you borrow money that's in real life rather than money that's created through borrowing, if, for instance, I borrow money from you, Ian, in order to buy a house, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to lend it to me at 3.5% or whatever whatever the bank's going to lend it at. Because it's just not worth it to you to do that. You're like, what in the world? That's just not worth it. I'll do it for 10.
Right.
Then you'll find out the real value of money. Because money right now is incredibly cheap because the government just wants to print as much as it can to get itself out of all the trouble that it's created. And that's not a moral value of money. What we need to know is we need to have a moral value of money. That way people know what a dollar's worth. If you don't know what a dollar's worth, you're not going to treat it properly, and you're going to make all kinds of bad decisions. You know, businesses are going to borrow too much. They're going to get too much stuff, and then when the bubble pops, then people get broke, and that stinks. It's terrible to treat people that way.
You want to talk about unfair? Let's look at the fractional reserve banking process. Unfair? Here's how that works: the banks, they get money in their vault, and the Federal Reserve tells them, "Hey, you can go ahead and loan out 9 times the amount of money that you actually have. You can loan money you don't have to people."
It's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, well, it's pretty cool for the banks.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about unfair? So to suggest that Bitcoin's unfair in the face of this insane system that essentially puts all the power in the bank's hands and gives them every possible benefit you can imagine, the ability to, that's what the definition of fractional reserve banking is that, you only have X amount on reserve, so you can loan out a boatload more than that. You only need to keep a fraction of the amount that you're loaning out.
Yep.
Because they know that most people aren't going to go and run on the bank. They're not going to go and cash in. They're not going to go and pull all the money out. Most people that have bank accounts aren't going to just walk in one day and everybody all at once come in and withdraw their money. They know that's the case, and they bank on that, so to speak. And it's a huge scam. I mean, just from top to bottom, the whole banking system's a huge scam. But no, Bitcoin's unfair.
Yeah.
So the remainder of his statement is as follows. He says virtual currencies, because he's kind of he's combining his comparison with he's saying that Bitcoin is lesser than not just government currencies, but also these virtual currencies. And he says they're backed by companies or organizations that are issued to reward players for in-game performance or to reward customers for purchases or are sold directly to users. Bitcoins are created when users run complex algorithms on their computers, with fewer and fewer Bitcoins generated as time goes on. Anyone who got into Bitcoin...
Not really true. The same amount of Bitcoins are going to be generated in the same amount of time. They're just going to be dispersed between as many people as are doing the mining. So therefore, if more people do the mining, then yes, fewer and fewer people will get them. But if they all quit except for one dude, then then that guy's going to get all the Bitcoins that are created.
But it's certainly true that at a certain point, it was 21 million, I think, was the number, that Bitcoins are done. They're not.
That's alive today is likely to be alive at that time, at least not under the current human lifestyle. I think it might be 2140 or something like that is when it ends.
Benjamin Joff, the head of digital...
Let's just be clear. If you're going to make these critiques about Bitcoin, let's do them properly.
Benjamin Joff, the head of digital strategy consultancy +8 star, whatever the hell that is, says anyone who's got into Bitcoin at the very beginning can be theoretically rich with very little effort. In addition, some people might be able to create wealth out of thin air.
At some point, the Bitcoins will reduce from 50 coins per block to 25 coins per block. Sorry about that.
In addition, some people might be able to create wealth out of thin air, out of other people's efforts, by way of botnet networks.
Dun, dun, dun.
People don't currently make money out of thin air, out of other people's efforts now with the current currencies as they exist. Look what the government does. I mean, when they print money, they're not making wealth out of thin air. He was just talking about that being an advantage.
So that's it. There's the Bitcoin 7 reasons to be wary. One more point on this, this idea of creating Bitcoins from thin air. You can mine Bitcoins. We talked about this last night, how there's a mining process, and there's actually an email I got about it, but so I don't know a whole lot about how exactly the mining process works. But essentially, when you take gold out of the earth, you're not really creating wealth from thin air. You're taking a resource that's stored somewhere, and you're putting it into circulation. So, yeah, there's effort involved. And similarly, there's effort involved in mining Bitcoins as well. So it's not like somebody's just hitting a keystroke on their computer and then whoop.
Yeah, like the Feds do.
Yeah, exactly. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an
an order and you're going to obey him.
George, you can go this way.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Hey,
who do
you think
you
are?
Excuse
me.
There is no video, audio, cloud in this.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't gonna make. Wait, let me go. Now, wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We have a lot of different features, including the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone and would like quick access to our live streams, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You get the live stream links there and also links to the software that you'll need to listen if you don't happen to already have that on your phone. So m.freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Puke.
And Mark.
We're going to go right into your phone calls here. You can bring up anything that you want. And then coming up, we'll give you the latest on Ademo from copblock.org. He is sitting in a jail cell right now awaiting trial for wiretapping charges. We will go to first, though, William is in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, William.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to start out by just saying that you guys have been getting a lot of compliments on your business model as far as people calling in to talk about whatever.
Okay.
And I have to second that, you know, second or third that compliment.
Thanks.
Oh, gosh. Thanks.
You're very
welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so I was listening to yesterday's podcast, and you guys were talking about, y'all briefly mentioned, and I haven't finished it, y'all briefly mentioned the Chick-fil-A guy speaking out against gay marriage.
Yeah.
And my wife was telling me something about Chicago blocked them from opening business there or something, and the Muppets and all that stuff.
Yeah, this is all kind of mixed up together.
Yeah, and I'm just going by what I heard. I haven't listened to it at all. Mm-hmm. But here's what I have to say. I don't understand why people are so obsessed with that subject. I feel like it's a great distraction among others. And one of the reasons why I say so, like, a lot of people use the religious argument, you know, God is, or marriage is between Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, right?
Yep. It rhymes.
It's a cliche.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If the state of Texas or the state of whoever can marry a dude and a dude, and you don't believe that that's acceptable in God's eyes, are you suggesting that the state has bypassed God and now you have to accept that marriage or whatever? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, what difference does it make to you if the state recognizes it or not? It has nothing to do with what God recognizes, right?
Yeah, to me it's kind of like an argument of this. Like, if I was Baptist and you were a friend of mine and a Methodist priest married or baptized you, why would I be so concerned about it? Like, you know what I mean? If I truly believe that a Methodist can't baptize you because he's not Baptist, why am I going to sit there and get all upset about it?
People are very, you know, they're busybodies, and they are very concerned with how other people behave, and I think it's a huge problem. I think
that's pretty much it. It just doesn't make sense to me why you got to sit there and...
That's because you're one of those kind of people who's just, hey, live life how you want and leave people alone, that you're one of those kind of people, whereas these other folks, they just can't get enough of telling other folks how to live.
Well, yeah, like if I'm Christian and married to my wife and I feel like we have a holy matrimony and next door, I'm just making this example up, if they're, you know, a gay couple got married next door, I don't understand how that affects me personally.
It doesn't.
Right. I mean, it's not like anything different's going on in that house than what's going on there before they get married. I mean,
oh, exactly.
Yeah.
This is the thing is, you know, here's a surprise to all the Christians who are worried about this is, hey, there's gay people living in your town humping right now. What are you going to do about it?
No, but if they get married, then one of them can get life insurance.
Right?
Oh,
you know,
no.
Seems to be what it's about.
And by the way, I'm actually offended by the fact that my employer or another employer, not just mine, that, you know, how come I can't just tell an employer that I'm married? Why does that employer? Now, it's a personal choice. It's a private business, but I'm talking about in the whole scheme of things, a lot of corporations, they want to see that legal document from the state of Texas or whatever it is that says you guys are married, and that, and before they won't give my wife or girlfriend or whatever benefits until they see that.
Well, that's the problem with the marriage system. That's not a problem with gays or straights or any of that nonsense. That's the problem with the government saying, okay, you are now allowed to have this, you know, title that is married to some other person.
Bottom line, why are people focused on marriage being a political issue whenever they should be focused on that the government shouldn't be involved in marriage in any way, form, or fashion?
You nailed it. Thanks for the call, William. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. You know, I think
the license itself is an exclusionary thing. Hmm. A marriage license it started out as an exclusionary thing. It was most widely adopted after the Civil War when black people could possibly marry. ordinary white people. And they didn't want this happening, so they made an exclusionary document. Now, it's still exclusionary. It's just exclusionary in a different fashion.
Right. The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's the same thing with business licensing as well. I mean, a lot of these business owners that have been licensed by the government for a long time, they resent the idea that somebody else would start up their own business and not get licensed. They get very upset about that. They'll call the state, and they'll snitch on a competitor who doesn't have the license. Hey, you're not a barber because you aren't licensed. It's the same thing here. You're not married because you're not straight, or you can't have this permission slip because you aren't as good as we are. And really, it's a very superiority complex kind of thing. Like, essentially, these people are looking down their nose. Oh, there's gay people. Well, they're different from us straight couples, even though I'm sure there are a lot of very similar relationship issues that are had between gay couples as there are straight couples.
And it's religion. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's no logic.
It doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to. So who knows why they hate him?
Yeah, it's just horrible, and I'm glad there are people like William out there who just
many
want
of them
leave
wouldn't say
alone.
That they hate anybody. They just, you know, marriage is between one man and one woman. That's what it's defined as.
That's true.
You know, and that's fine and dandy, but the fact is that these civil unions haven't been accepted in the same way that marriage is accepted. And it doesn't come, you know, I mean, there's difficulties that gays are having in being accepted as being married with these civil unions. And that's why New Hampshire's legislature, you know, made it so that gays can marry in this state, and it's called marriage. You know,
and good for them. And it survived an onslaught by the prudes who wanted to abolish that. They wanted to change it into civil unions, and it stuck as marriage. So
yep.
I was glad to
every
see that.
Time they come,
and
they
the
get poked in their eye.
The Republicans voted for gay marriage.
Yeah, in this state, Republicans vote for gay marriage.
Yep. Not all of them, but a good amount of them.
Yeah, a lot of them did.
Which is a big deal. Nick's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Puke and Mark.
Hi. Huge fan of Puke and the Gang. I've been listening since even before when they were just the internet-only Sunday show on Free Talk Live.
Excellent.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks.
Just shows bad taste.
It does, but I still appreciate it all the same.
Well, they need people with bad taste, otherwise the show doesn't go anywhere.
They started out roughly, but they've only gotten better with time.
I bet that is true, like a fine wine.
Yeah.
It's like
also,
cheap beer.
Have you ever noticed that the third seat microphone, when drawn up to the co-host's face, forms an A with the crossbar of the peace symbol back there? So that's like a combination between the peace symbol and the anarchy symbol?
I've never noticed it, but then again,
nope.
I'm not viewing the
we
camera.
We don't watch the game.
Hey, Nick, you can hang on. I know you had something else you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Puke is here from Puke and the Gang. Go to PukeandTheGang.com. To get a show that's far more zany and outrageous than this one. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. That's funny.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. SACL CAI, what is it?
SACL CAI is a company that handles account receivable. If you've got a business and you got into that business to do that business and not to collect on bills and do all the things that come with accounts receivable, SACL CAI can take that arduous and vexing task out of your hands and do a fine job with it. Their employees are trained in treating your customers with respect, because they know that how they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Let's go right back into your phone calls. Your thoughts. Nick is in Illinois. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi. You might have noticed lately that we're in a bit of an economic pause. In fact, just the other day on the Rachel Maddow show, they showed a chart showing how after the first year of Obama's presidency, which is the amount of time Mitt Romney said it takes before he can really judge the effects of a president's policies, which is why they were doing that, the economy has been overall improving according to whatever numbers they were using. I don't really trust the government numbers anyway. But according to Peter Schiff, who's been making new predictions about the fate of the economy, the current economic pause is actually the beginning of a material slowdown or recession into year-end, and at that point, the Federal Reserve will unleash a third round of quantitative easing, weakening the dollar without jump-starting the economy. And it says here in this news piece that I'm reading that, according to Schiff, as a result of the dollar weakness, import prices will rise, suppressing the margins of corporate America, leading to heavy layoffs, sending millions of workers into unemployment. Banks will fail, housing will collapse, and taxes will be raised in a futile effort to give the tapped-out government the capital to try yet more futile stimulus. So getting out of cash.
Oh, the world's going to end on December 21st. What's he talking about?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
So Schiff says that's when it's really going to get interesting, because that's when we hit our real fiscal cliff, when we're going to have to slash government spending, much like in Greece. And
no, they won't slash any government spending. They're going to print, print, print.
Now, Schiff was able to predict the housing bubble, but nobody's able to predict anything 100% of the time. Go ahead.
He says, alternatively, we can bail everybody out, pretend we can print our way out of a crisis, and instead we have hyperinflation. So he's giving a sort of two paths that it could go there.
I suppose it could. It's possible that they're able to keep the balls in the air. And, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. I hesitate considering any one person to be the end-all of experts.
Absolutely. But at the very least, this will be something else that that we can check for Schiff's records.
Yeah, Schiff, I believe him more than I believe most.
Yeah, well, the thing about Peter Schiff's original prediction that he made back in 2007 about the coming collapse is that, you know, it's one thing to say the economy will collapse. It's another thing to describe, like, in very minute detail. Mm-hmm. And if you go find clips online for you know, the meme Peter Schiff was right, you'll see all these clips that give excruciating detail about what was going to happen and what did happen.
Yeah, sure.
He talked about, you know, housing. He talked about, he even, you know, predicted the rise in the price of gold. And even the stock that he picked, doubled in value since the time that he recommended it at that time.
Well, sure. That's if you're searching for Peter Schiff was right. What happens if you search for Peter Schiff was wrong? I mean, people that make predictions for a living tend to be wrong way more often than they are right. And, of course, they only want you to remember the predictions they made that actually came true.
Yeah, that is a good point, and that is something that I do keep in mind. I really don't know how to measure, I'm not always sure what is the acceptable level of preciseness in a prediction in order to say, yeah, he got it totally right for totally the right reasons, instead of saying that it was a stroke of luck.
I'm not going to call it a stroke of luck. I think that generally Austrian economics, and Peter Schiff being one of the greatest proponents of that, Ron Paul and Peter Schiff, they're getting a lot of press, and I think they deserve it. But I don't think that Austrian economics has been able to sort of predict with, as far as the timing goes, what's right and what's wrong.
Well, it doesn't even try to.
Right, but Peter Schiff did. You're saying Austrian economics doesn't, but Peter Schiff is saying, oh, the end of the year. Well, that's a pretty specific prediction, and
yeah,
I think that these wizards at the Federal Reserve and the government money people, they have some tricks up their sleeve that...
Right. They're not idiots.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't like the way they go about creating money, but they're not morons.
They know how to manipulate.
Yeah, they've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Look, Nick, mark your calendar for the end of the year, and if we're all still here after December 21st, give us a call in that last week of the year, and we'll see how things are going and how the predictions did, and you can recap them for us then. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Amanda, listening in Charleston to WVTS on the FM side. Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just kind of wanted to say congratulations and, you know, great show to you, Come Peep and the Gang.
Oh, well, thank you.
I don't know if you, I'm Drop Girl.
Yes, this is Amanda, who loves to find drops for our show. One of the things we do different from Free Talk Live is we actually have the...
You have a production value.
Yeah, well, sort of. We do the drops, the silly noises, the fun little things, and Amanda loves... taking inappropriate things and sending them to us.
You guys actually clip your own show, or I guess Amanda does for you.
She does a lot for us.
And so you guys have clips of your own people on your show saying silly
things.
Yeah,
we say, like, we're having a conversation, and somebody will say something like, something inappropriate that I can't say, but it's funny.
Right.
Because I can't think of an example. I have a drop that says, I love Nazis, and it's fun to play it in opportune times, but... Amanda's a big fan, so thanks for that, Amanda.
Hey, that's cool. So you get to listen to Puke and the Gang on the internet and Free Talk Live on the radio because you're listening to WVTS in Charleston. Crossover, I like it. Anything else you want to share tonight, or did you just call to gush all over Puke? Because you can't call Puke live during Puke and the Gang.
Yeah, no, we don't have phones.
No, I actually had a conversation changer. right. Something I've never written to the show about, but they talk about a lot, is I was also, as Andrew put it, a former Jehovah's Witness.
A Jehovah's Witness?
No.
Jehovah's. What? Please explain.
It's the, he talks about his parents being, you know, the Worldwide Church of God. Andrew called it Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, Andrew is one of your co-hosts on Puking the Game.
Yeah, Andrew 280, who's been on FTL as well, and my childhood revolved around this crazy religion that was sort of Jewish, sort of Jehovah's Witness.
Wait, yours did?
Yeah, mine.
Tell me this religion. I do not understand.
It was called the Worldwide Church of God.
And what is that?
It was a Protestant church that was more Old Testament than it was new.
Okay.
We didn't eat pork. We went to church on Saturdays. We couldn't watch TV during the Sabbath, which was sundown Friday to sunup. Or, no, sorry. Yeah, sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. It sucked, and I hated my childhood.
Yep, me too.
Are your parents still involved?
I think
my father
the only
is.
Difference between your described experience and mine was that I did not have to attend church because there wasn't anything like that in my area, so kind
well,
of
that's
lucked
a good
out
thing.
On that.
Oh, I bet there's all kind of crazy religions down there in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I didn't have experience with any of those, but it was kind of the home practice. I was not forced to go to a church or anything, but it still sucked.
Amanda, thanks for the call tonight. Glad you had the chance to talk to Puke. Hopefully we'll have him on again sooner rather than later, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE.
Mike is on the line listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Just great. What's on your mind?
Good. Hey, I'm sorry to change the subject on you, but I want to
recall
apologize.
Something. It's how the show works.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't.
Good.
But I wanted to bring up something that you guys had talked about last week, and that was the Progressive Insurance's little paddler that they hook up to your car, and then they adjust your rates accordingly.
Yeah, that
and
thing.
I saw a commercial for this thing over the
hold
weekend.
Hold the line. I want to hear about it. I want to hear what you have to say.
More in moments with Mike in California. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll try to sneak you in here in the remaining moments, which are next on Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. You know, we mentioned earlier the news updates. You can follow us via Twitter, also Facebook, and the email option as well. And we've been kind of experimenting this week with Twitter. We've hired an expert consultant to come in and try to show us how to work this their Twitter thing.
Yeah, and the amount we're paying her is just insulting, so I don't know if I call it higher.
Yeah, she's really awesome. Anyway, it's Carrie from the Content Factory, and she has been, she's going to be helping us try to...
She's the lady that managed to get on and mention the Free State Project on CNN.
Fox News and CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so anyway, one of the things we've been promoting on Twitter and Facebook this week is what's going on with a demo. And I said I was going to get into detail about that. I'm going to have to hold the detail at least till tomorrow night of what happened today with the ridiculous court hearing that we attended, or at least we attempted to attend today, but they changed on us. We can tell you more about that. But what I wanted to make sure we did tonight was to ask those of you who are of the Twitter type, those of you who appreciate Twitter and are following us on Twitter, to go and find a reporter on Twitter or find their email address, maybe a local reporter or somebody nationwide that you know of, and tip them off about the press release that we posted to Twitter and also to our Facebook page. So if you go to twitter.freetalklive.com or facebook.freetalklive.com,
it's a press release about a demo.
Right. It's the top item on our Facebook page. On Twitter, it's a couple items down. And give them the link to that press release, and then hopefully they will, pick that up.
Ask them, tell them to write a story about it. You know?
Like, tweet, and they should, because it's all about press freedom. I mean, Adamo's looking at 20 plus years in prison because he interviewed some government bureaucrats on the telephone, told them they were being interviewed for a news article, and then they got all uppity when they found out he was recording the call, and they charged him with 3 felonies. She's also asking, we're asking you to like, tweet, and comment on any articles that have been published about the Adamo situation, so therefore the reporters that are looking into maybe reporting on it will see that it's a subject that engages the audience. Now, unfortunately, right now, there aren't very many articles about this. She's telling us that the press release that went out is one of the most widely viewed, if not the most widely viewed, press release she's ever sent out. And she does this as a, you know, profession. She does PR work as a profession. This lady knows what she's doing. But for whatever reason thus far, the people that are opening this press release, that are reading the press release, that are viewing the video that is associated with it, they haven't written their own articles yet. Now, maybe that's because they're doing their research and they're, you know, writing, you know, they're taking time to sculpt this. So in the meantime, the more attention that can be given to whatever articles that are out there, the better. So there's one over at freekeen.com. If you search for Adam Miller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R on Google News, you'll see that Freekeen's the only one that that comes up at this point.
And
in
if
time.
You do the Twitter, you know, do you guys have a hashtag for that yet? You could do a
Freeademo.
There you go.
Thank
hashtag
you
Freeademo. Make sure you put that in there, or like hashtag.
Now it's always one word though, right? The hashtags are always one word.
One word. Like if you do the hashtag symbol and you use Twitter, you know what that means. Oftentimes, stuff like Free Talk Live will pop up, or if it's trending, it'll pop up.
So what you should do then is get the link to the article.
Yep.
To the press release, tweet about that and use the hashtag in that tweet, correct? So
that's correct.
Tweet about the link to the – see, I'm getting this.
Yeah.
Tweet about the link to the article, talk about the article, and then hashtag Freeademo at the end of it, and that'll help get the word out about Ademo and get more attention on what's going on with him. And of course, by proxy, it'll also help Free Talk Live get more exposure as well, because you know, one of our co-hosts is essentially looking at two decades behind bars
for talking, for you know, doing reporter stuff,
for doing an interview over the phones.
So we tried to go and see him today in court, and they screwed us. And I would love to talk more about it, but we've got to take your calls. Mike is on the line, listening in California, and you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, so I was thinking up about the little cheater or tattler chip that they can put in your car for Progressive insurance, and
well, you put it in your car.
Yeah, you can opt to be, you know, to be spied on by your insurance company, because it's guaranteed to give you lower rates, right? Of course it is.
Well, I don't think
but
it's guaranteed, but
it could,
oh, yeah. I suppose.
Well, if it does, I think.
I'm sure that it potentially could, but I can almost guarantee that anything like that's never going to be used for the, you know, good of the customer. It's going to be used negatively eventually. But to bring that point home, I saw a commercial for this thing over the weekend that is, it's like a scene from Blade Runner or Minority Report or The Island, where all the drones, you know, all of us slaves standing in the middle of this courtyard with all these monitors with Flo the Happy Lady on it, telling us about how great this this device is and how it's going to save us so much money. Well, everybody stares blankly at that screen. And it ends with her going, you know, you're dismissed. And I was just, I'm sure that some ad exec thought that was really funny, but that's just, it just creeped me out. That,
well, you know, when I saw the commercial that you're talking about, what I thought to myself was, well, isn't this what every advertiser would want to do, is be able to tune in to every sort of get everybody's attention all at once? I see where you're coming from on this, but when I listened to it, what I thought to myself was, yeah, this is just what every advertiser would like to do.
Oh, of course. Of course. They want to figure out a way to pigeonhole you to pay more and, you know, direct market you right to your brain. I mean, that's the plan all along. But
Mike, thanks for the call. Thanks for the thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Pete, listening in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete.
Yes, gentlemen. I was calling about a advertiser that you used to do live reads on that Mark used to do live reads on. It was the little short economic videos.
Yeah, LearnLiberty.org.
LearnLiberty.org. Thank you. And one other thing. I used to be a big fan of Citizen X's little podcast, Liberty Radio Underground.
Yeah, good stuff.
It was. Any explanation on what's going on with that? I mean, that's been down for like, you know, several years.
Citizen X is a busy guy. He's got a busy career. We can't tell you what that career is.
That's why he's Citizen X.
If you Google around, you might be able to figure it out. But he's busy. We did see him recently, and I asked
him
about
radio. Really,
they were
just intended to be introductions. You know,
he likes
like a primer, right?
Yeah. He likes getting behind the mic. I mean, he does.
Yeah,
he misses that. So I think
they were short little things, and basically everything I heard on there I'd already heard before, but I really enjoyed listening to him. He's not producing anymore, and
Maybe someday I'll be able to talk him into doing a new show. It's definitely something I want to see him do at some point in the future, but he might actually have to retire from his current career before he does that. And at this point, he's on top of his very lucrative career. He's on top of his game, so I don't know if that's going to be happening anytime soon. But thanks for the kind words. I'm sure we'll pass it on to him. Mark, will you send him an email? Let him
sure.
know? All right. Hey, Pete, thanks for the call, man. Thank I appreciate you. Hearing from you. Jordan is listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Jordan.
Hi, I was just calling to ask what your guys' opinion was on the passing of the audit the Fed bill today, Ron Paul's biggest bill that he's ever done, and what you guys think the outcome of this whole deal will be.
Okay, so I'm excited as I could possibly be that the Fed has made it through the House. You know, I think that the audit the Fed bill, and if I think those 98 people that voted against it, 97 Democrats, one Republican, ought to be ashamed of themselves for not wanting the Federal Reserve to be audited.
No transparency.
I mean, it's just crazy, the argument there. But I don't think it's going to make it through the Senate.
Yeah, me neither, but what would it even do if it really did get through the Senate? I mean, are they going to go into Fort Knox and say, hey, we have this gold, or what do you think would happen then?
I can't even imagine. I don't even know. Who knows what's going on? I just want to see the results of the audit. I think that that's the first step down a long road of accountability, but maybe Bitcoins will put an in-run around it and won't matter at all.
Yeah, that would be the day.
There you go, Jordan. Right, any other thoughts? Thanks for the call.
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I'm cynical, too, about, like, yeah, it's great, the concept of auditing the Fed, but are they really going to ever let that happen? I mean, you know, what are they going to...
If they do audit the Fed, what kind of lie do they create?
Yeah, it's going to be like a giant stack of paper, and USA Today is going to write a piece that's going to be completely wrong about it. Yeah. Nobody will know what really happened.
I wonder, but I mean, you know, at least it keeps bringing it up. It keeps, you know, kicking at the base of their power. Their ability to, you know, create money out of thin air is the basis of their power. It's how they fight their wars. It's how they go about financing, you know, their government on the backs of our great-grandchildren. I mean, this debt that they've created can't possibly be repaid. The fact is, the government hasn't had a surplus ever. I think that Andrew Jackson's administration had the lowest, and it was like $20,000 or $60,000 or something like that. And, you know, that was the early 1800s. People talk about the Clinton administration having a surplus. No, that was a surplus in the budget, not in the debt.
Go check out PukeInTheGang.com for a whole lot more. A year's worth of Puke in the Gang show. Celebrating
years worth of silly.
Your first anniversary here this weekend. Again, PukeInTheGang.com. We'll see you tomorrow night, FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.